The meeting of the House Rules Committee will come to order. It is now 4:15 p.m., Monday, January 15th, in the Representative Max Grunberg Judiciary Room 120. Members of the House Rules Committee present are Representative Chenault, Representative Reinbold, Representative Stutz, Representative Kito, Vice Chair Clayman, and myself, Chair Ledoux. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business, and please take time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Lori Rowland, the House Rules Secretary, and Kelsey Goodell from the Juno LIO, who will make sure we have sound and transcript for our committee meetings. Our first and our only order of business today is to consider a report on a personnel matter. Representative Clayman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move that the House Rules Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B2, discussion of subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of a person, and Uniform Rule 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. I ask that the following individuals remain in the room: Doug Gardner, Megan Wallace, Skiff Lobaugh, and the House Rules Committee aide Courtney Enright, as well as any members of the House of Representatives, and as needed, we can invite additional testimony into the room.
So, hearing no objection, at this point, we will now have a brief at ease to prepare the room for executive session. At this point, we are coming back on the public record, and I reconvene this public meeting at 6:30, and let the record reflect that members of the House present are Representative House Rules Committee present are Representative Chenault, Representative Reinbold, Representative Stutz, Representative Kito, Vice Chair Clayman, and myself, Chair Ledoux. We also have in the audience, we also have Representative Seaton and Representative Guttenberg, and Representative or Majority Leader Tuck, and I think that's it for right now. So let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Representative Clayman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Rules Committee release the Human Resources Investigative Report for Representative Westlake that's dated December 20th, 2017.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion. And I objected for purposes of discussion because I wanted to make the record clear on a couple of things. And I actually support releasing the report. But I think that it's important that we note that we have balanced the interest in public disclosure with the interest in confidential human resources matters. And we've recognized that one complainant has already published the complaint, and we have weighed in favor of disclosure to show that the House treats all harassment claims seriously, and that we have zero tolerance for sexual harassment. And by releasing this report, we are also not retaliating against any complainant in any manner. So I just wanted to get those things on the record, that this is something that we feel that we have to do because of the public's interest in knowing that the House does take these matters seriously. Does anybody else have any comments to make? Representative Reinbold.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you. We did have an executive session on this issue, and there were questions that needed to be answered. I think it was conducted in a respectful manner. And sometimes it's really important to be able to ask questions and dig a little deeper. And I really am very supportive of releasing this report because I think that the public wants to know that the House on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, we are both taking it very seriously, and it's not just words, but it's actually actions. And so with that, I thank you for the ability to assess this and weigh it carefully and diligently make decisions to release this to the public, respecting privacy as well as people recognizing that we are in a public process and we are under deeper scrutiny.
Thank you very much, Representative Reinbold. Is there anybody else who wants to make any comment here? And so the motion, I want to clarify something. Does the motion include releasing the report and the letter that goes along?
Madam Chair, I would actually like to release the report, the letter, the March 13 letter from one of the employees is actually available on the Internet. Apparently it was published a long time ago, so we don't need to release that again, but I would recommend that as part of the release that whoever does that makes clear where to find the letter online for people that want to see the letter from March 13.
Thank you, Representative Klayman. And so with that, I am going to remove my objection, but we're not quite ready to go home yet because at this point I would like to call again. He testified in executive session. I would like to call Skip Lobaugh to come forward and to put himself on the record.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Did you remove your objection to releasing the letter? Releasing the report?
Yes.
Okay.
So
we have a motion before us to accept the. So I'm. Okay, you know where I'm headed.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So I have removed my objection. Is there any other objection to releasing the report? Then, hearing no objection, the report is released to the public. Thank you very much.
With a link to the March 13 letter.
Okay. At this point, Skip, you've already joined us again. So does anybody have any questions they would like to ask Mr. Lobaugh?
Mr. Lobaugh, if I could, Representative, will do.
Yes.
Mr. Lobaugh, just a few questions. As part of your investigation, did you speak with Speaker Edgemon about this investigation, about these events?
For the record, my name is Skip Lobaugh. I'm the Human Resource Manager for the Legislative Affairs Agency. Through the Chair, Representative Klayman, I did talk with the representative.
Did you also speak with Representative Tuck as part of your investigation?
I did talk with Representative Tuck.
And did you speak at all or interview Representative Ledoux in connection with this investigation?
No, I did not.
And why did you not interview Representative Ledoux?
She never came up as a witness or anything to do with the investigation.
And in their actions, did Representative Edgemon and Representative Tuck follow the legislature's sexual harassment policies and procedures in their actions in response to these events?
They did follow the Legislative Council's policy on sexual and other workplace harassment.
Thank you. Those are the only questions I have.
Does anybody have any further questions for Mr. Lobaugh?
Okay, knowing that there is not a mandatory policy of reporting as there is in the U.S. Senate, is my understanding, whose responsibility is it to escalate a situation and what warrants that?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, each case needs to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. And the individual who receives these case-by-case complaints would need to review and look at that.
Through the chair, what are the different options? I know we're updating the policy mm-hmm. now, but what are the options for someone who would you recommend as the human resources director that people report to?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, can you clarify that question?
Yes. So in a workforce situation, what are the options for – would it be human resources? Would it be Ledge Legal? Would it be their boss? Would it be the rules chair? Who are the options they have to report to?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, in the current policy for the harassment, they can report to their supervisor. They can report to designated staff and the presiding officer, designated staff in the rules office, designated staff in the finance committee co-chair's offices. So there's several different people that they can report to. And does that answer your question, Representative Reinbold?
And one final follow-up, is everybody in the building aware of who those individuals are?
Through the chair, Representative Reinbold, we can do a better job, and we are working on, I'm hoping, actually I just was working on a website to put out so people can see the specific names. It's not as clear as we would like, but we're going forward to make it clear.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Thank you. So, with that, if there is no further business before this committee, it is 6:45, and this meeting is adjourned.